Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it is Friday, unbelievably again, the 21st day of February 2014. And obviously, there is always a ton of breaking news and information coming out. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us with breaking news from everything from Benghazi to what's happening with the economy. We launched the new InfoWars website last night, and it is got a lot of bugs in it, obviously. And we're going to try to run it through the weekend and clean up the bugs, and we're not able to. We'll revert back to the old site next week for folks. But if you like the old design, PrisonPlanet.com is very similar to InfoWars, just different color scheme. So PrisonPlanet.com is there for folks that like the old format. I mean, overall, I like the site. It's more responsive, and it'll work better on mobile devices once we've tweaked it. But there are things that we just can't get fixed, like a two-week-old Larry Klayman YouTube interview that's in the featured video area on the right-hand side of all the article pages. You know, there's stuff like that. So send your issues and your ideas, because I pointed that out last night, and it's still there. We're just trying to figure out how to get that ghost out of the machine to showtips@infowars.com. And like I said, you know, the article page looks better. It's cleaner, more modern. We haven't updated InfoWars design in 8 years. Now, some things like Drudge, again, around since 95, 96, the web is going to simpler and simpler and cleaner and cleaner. So it's so old that it's now the cutting edge yet again. And, of course, you could go with a design like that. And we've looked at some other designs. If this doesn't pan out right, we've got some that are more like the London Guardian was before they changed it again a few months ago. The problem is taking your old website and then integrating it in with all of the new information, because you've got a website around since, you know, 96, like our website, and then all those articles, all that information, you've got to integrate that in with a new design. It is a kettle of fish. And we have hired a couple different companies, and then they've done a great job, and then we're just here trying to integrate it in on our end. So we'll be talking about some of that. But the new InfoWars is up today, and you can check that out and see it for yourself, and you'll see tweaks and changes happening to it throughout the day. But it's meant to have, you know, a more responsive feel and work better on mobiles, even though right now it's working on mobiles, but probably not the way it should, because it blocks out a lot of the info. In fact, we're going to be converting the mobile thing just for now to a static look where it's the full website, and then you just kind of go around and look at what you want to, like the old InfoWars. That's an idea. We can make the mobile the old InfoWars. I don't know. That sounds completely... Or we could upload two versions every day, to where you could have either version of what you want. This is the type of stuff, you know, that we deal with. But bottom line, it's about this radio show. What pulls the entire train? The news, the filmmaking, the news sites, everything. It is this radio show. It is yours truly, El Pumpkinhead. How do you say Pumpkinhead in Spanish? Can we find out how you say that? That'll be my new nickname, El Macho. I got the new Despicable Me. How do you say it? Your mic's on air, right? You're never to talk to me when I'm talking to you unless it's on air. That is a rule for 5 years that no one has ever abided by. But here it'll be. Tell me how you say Pumpkinhead in Spanish now. Go ahead.
I believe it's cabeza de pepian.
Pepian is a pumpkin seed, so I'm guessing that something similar to that.
Why do you say pumpkin in Spanish?
That I'm not sure. I think it's something related to pepian.
Okay, so you say pumpkin and you say head in Spanish.
Cabeza.
Okay, so pumpkin, cabeza.
Cabeza de pepian.
The super, how do you say the supreme El Grande, pumpkin head supreme leader, Alex Jones?
We'll get back to you on that.
All right, you'll get back to me on that. Hey, John up there at the network, can you even hear them when they're on that mic? Well, then hell just froze over. They actually talked on air. Holy Toledo, it just happened, folks. All right, we'll be right back with all the news, your phone calls, and a lot more straight ahead.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
As you know, we have been following the huge purge, especially of nuclear force commanders, top generals, right down to mid-level officers. We've been following this very, very closely the last year. Well, it's accelerating. And Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be joining us today in the third hour to break that down. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday already, the 21st day of February 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, as we sit here and chronicle what the globalists are up to and how humanity is beginning to wake up to them. Now, an example of humanity waking up is the fact that last week and then earlier this week, we ran articles on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com dealing with the fact that Obama, we also covered this last year, is planning on putting monitors for, quote, bias and to track how you news gather in, quote, all newsrooms. A unprecedented FCC power grab, because the FCC is only over broadcast and what's over the broadcast, not the content. And this really is unprecedented tyranny. Well, when DrudgeReport.com and others began to carry it earlier in the week, it is now spilled out into the mainstream media today and yesterday, and there is now a national debate happening. If you go up to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, you can see one of the beta tests, one of the new looks for Infowars we're looking at. Doesn't mean it's final, but we're tweaking it. But there's the new Infowars look for now. Give us your feedback on it, folks, in the comment pages, show tips at Infowars.com. You will see the article, Judge Napolitano, Government Monitoring Newsrooms, Radical New Era of Tyranny. Judge Andrew Napolitano warns the Obama administration plan to have FCC bureaucrats monitor newsroom represents a radical new era of tyranny and would squash freedom of the press. Yes, it is a radical new era of tyranny. As Ted Cruz has said, Obama is frightening and dangerous. As I've said, he is trying to become a dictator 2.0 for the bureaucracy and the special interest. Set the precedent that a president can do whatever he wants. This is a real issue. And people say, oh, don't be so radical. When you're faced with radical government, when you're faced with radical extremist behavior, that's what it is. And so many times in history, I know I beat this dead horse. So many times in history, over and over again, people are faced with a Lenin, a Stalin, a Hitler, a Mao, a Napoleon, a Pol Pot, a Fidel Castro, and they just don't want to admit that, oh, they're having tyranny in their time. They don't want to admit that, and so they basically fall to it. Because, oh, this couldn't be happening to me. Rick Linkletter, the director, good friend of mine, like 15 years ago when I first met him, in my first meeting with him, he was a listener to my radio show and he wanted to meet me, so I went down to his studios. And I went in there for like an hour and a half meeting with him in his office. It was almost like being in a psychologist office or something. And he was just intensely talking to me. And he said, you know, the problem is people expect a dictator to show up like Hitler in a funny little suit and a funny little mustache. Each generation doesn't recognize how the tyranny shows up in their time. And of course, that was that's simple for me to know today, but it was fundamental. Then I was like, oh, I guess you're right. And he was explaining to me why people didn't understand it. And he was saying you have to connect what happened in the past visually and audibly and semantically to what's happening now. Because he goes, I know you're a smart guy and mean well and you're young. I mean, I was like 25 years old then, 40 now. But now here we are all these years later and it's just all out in the open in our face. But this is a big deal. What we see unfolding on every front, and we've got to respond to it properly. If we don't run around and get upset about it, no one else around us will think there's a problem. And I'm not saying put on an act. I don't get up here and yell and scream on air as an act. But sometimes I dress up like Cobra Commander or the Joker to do a skit, and then that's an act. But it's what I believe. I'm using satire to illustrate something I believe in my heart to try to wake people up. Do you see what I'm saying? But organically, the reason I've been somewhat successful, wildly successful on many fronts, waking people up. In fact, if you talk to most new libertarians or people that are aware of the New World Order now, anywhere in the world, they'll say Alex Jones. Alex Jones. 9 times out of 10, Alex Jones got me to think first. And it's not because I'm that eloquent or I'm that good of a guy, but I did it an organic, primitive level. Get upset, have high energy, and yell and scream and hyperventilate and beat the table because I'm desperate and I'm frustrated. And that's what will get your fellow man moving. I mean, if you go to Hollywood renditions of things like 300 that has a lot of fiction in it, but a lot of historical truth in it as well, you've got a rousing speech there about we've got to be ready to die for our republic and have the glory of being real men here today. Are you with me? Or the William Wallace speech that really happened about many years from now, lying in our beds, what would you give just once, to come back here and tell our enemies, you can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom. That's what it's all about. They tell you, don't have energy in politics. Don't get upset. Don't have strong rhetoric. Just go along to get along. That's how you get ahead in life. That is not how you get ahead in life. You may get ahead in life in a corporation or a marriage or a business or at the golf club being nice and congenial, and that is how you should act in nice company. But you do not do that with a predatory global corporate takeover coming in and taking over. If you sit there and just mince words with it, we're going to lose. If you get aggressive, get out of your comfort zone, get angry, take action, tell it like it is, people will hear what you say and they will wake up. I mean, what happens when a crow up in a tree, while the other crows are down foraging on the ground, they'll leave a watchman up in the top of the tree. Crows are one of the smartest birds out there in major studies. All blackbirds are in that family of the ravens, the crows, you name it. They're about the smartest birds there are. They can count, you name it. You get a gaggle of crows, even bigger group, I guess is a murder. That's what they call them. And you'll get them up there watching. And they'll flap around and crr, crr, if they see something like a human or something else that could be dangerous to the crows that are on the ground. And that's all I'm doing is hopping around up in the top of the tree going, brr, 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 brr. And the Young Turks will probably play that clip and say, oh, look at what a kook he is. He makes, you know, he makes bird noises. Out of context, I'm trying to illustrate what I do at a primitive level. It's not that special. It's just that we've been taught not to run around like chickens with our heads cut off. I mean, Paul Revere rode around on a big black horse saying, get your guns and get ready to kill people. To arms, the redcoats are coming. The British are coming. One is by land, two is by sea. To arms with other people riding out. I just go to Piers Morgan and say, listen, redcoat, you try to take our guns, it's going to start a new civil war. Stop acting like you don't want to take them. That's the plan. You're on notice. Oh, my gosh, it's so radical. Oh. But everybody knows about it. Everybody a year plus later talks about it. They sure didn't want me back if it was so discrediting, getting double their ratings. They're scared of it. They told me they're scared of it. They're scared of you getting out of your comfort zone and waking up. Now, there they are this year saying that his anti-gun stuff has killed his show. That's right. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to defeat these people. We are waking the population up. We are taking action. Now, let's go ahead and go to Napolitano last night, or was this this morning? I guess it was, you know, Fox and Friends, talking about the new era of tyranny, radical new era of tyranny. That's right, it's a radical new age tyranny. Tyranny 2.0. That's what it is, and there's no other way to say it's anything else. Big red fire engine, big red fire engine. Go to the zoo, you're looking at a tiger, it's a tiger. Turn on the television, it's Obama. This is tyranny. I mean, you're looking at it, it's what it is. What's she going to do about it? Stop complying. withdraw your consent, speak out against it, it'll implode. It needs you to go along with it. It's all a big confidence game with Michelle Obama on TV every day and all this garbage. Let's go to Napolitano telling it like it is.
They are reading our emails. They're reading our texts. They're looking at our bank statements. They're reading our utility bills. They know everything
about
us.
They put out my garbage last night.
Well, that would be nice if they did that. Now they want to know ahead of time what news we're going to cover. Those pieces you just ran of the president praising the First Amendment were accurate and true. What he forgot to say, however, is that this freedom is not just necessary and vital. It's absolutely guaranteed in the First Amendment. Beyond dispute, there is no case that stands for the of that proposition.
Can it survive based on the pressure that it's going to receive?
I don't think so. It's a great question. This is a radical new era of tyranny for the White House. I can't imagine it getting to first base.
Right. Now, what do you recommend Roger Ailes do?
If the FCC shows up here, Mr. Ailes, throw them out, unless they have a search warrant from a judge, which they'll never get.
That's right. But they don't care. They'll show up and everybody will kiss their butt or they'll tie it to licensing and they'll do it. They're going to do it. And they already send these federal bureaucrats here for these business assessments, part of the census. Totally unconstitutional. They get real threatening and say, you're going to answer all our questions. And I say, get out of here. But most people just literally grovel in fear. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. When we come back, Polish minister tells the opposition in Ukraine, if you don't take this deal, you'll all be dead under martial law. We'll talk about what's happening in Ukraine, the economy, and New York City. What's the number one killer of blacks? We'll tell you about that as well. Stay with us. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, and I'll be here this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday worldwide transmission. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, I was saying, I'll tell you the number one cause of death for black people. It's not just in New York City, but that's the CNSNews.com headline. More black babies killed by abortion than born. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Simply amazing. More killed by abortion than born. And that is part of the national average as well. But don't hold your breath to hear the NAACP talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't ever hold your breath to discuss anything like that. By the way, pretty amazing from the FBI. Well, first off, The FCC commissioner came out and criticized Obama's plan and Holder's plan, because that's who's driving it. They run everything, to come in and come into every newsroom and, quote, make sure you're covering news that helps women and minorities. That's just a way to get into the newsroom and then start claiming everything's racist or whatever. It's a First Amendment. You have no right, period, to be involved. No matter what the news is, I can put whatever, quote, slant on it I want. My slant is freedom. My bias is liberty. I'm going to engage in a serious agenda of truth and the Constitution from a libertarian perspective. I wear it on my sleeve. They're like, ooh, we're going to find if there's bias. Bias? The Attorney General runs around saying brainwash people against guns. So on the heels of that, and our reporter David Knight's been calling the FCC the last few days about this. He's tried to get comments from them. They've been stonewalling, and then now they've been flip-flopping. So this is going to be some breaking news from the FCC that you're about to hear, and then maybe one of our writers wants to pick up on this and put it out because it's definitely national news what they're up to. But shifting gears into another First Amendment chilling effect, Weekly Standard reports, senators demand FBI head answer questions about indictment of Dinesh D'Souza. So that's good. The issue that he's clearly being politically persecuted, even if you don't believe that when the evidence is overwhelming that he is, imagine if Michael Moore, 2 years after he put out Fahrenheit 9/11, had been indicted by the Bush White House Justice Department. I mean, people would be freaking out. I would be freaking out. Over some campaign donations of a few thousand dollars that bundling is completely done across the board by Democrats, Republicans. It's the same stuff they indicted Ken Lay and spent 6 years trying to put him in jail for. So here it is. Senators demand FBI head answer questions about indictment of Dinesh D'Souza. Four United States senators have written a letter to FBI Director James Comey about the indictment of author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, Senator Charles Grassley, ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. So this is bipartisan, you notice. Jeff Sessions, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and four senators, all Republicans, but also some Democrats who have signed the letter. The letter quotes Harvard Law School professor Alan Dershowitz as saying, "I can't help but think D'Souza's politics have something to do with it. It smacks of selective prosecution." And, of course, you know he's a big Democrat. And the senators write to dispel the sort of public perception that Mr. D'Souza may have been targeted because of his outspoken criticisms of the president. It's important for the FBI to be transparent regarding the precise origin of the investigation. Well, folks, here's the issue. Obama got about a third, you can look this up, of his donations last go around and before that as well, from offshore IP addresses and public offshore. He would go to offshore foreign fundraisers, quote, where Americans would be meeting him, but he would get all sorts of money. And then you've got Solyndra and Fast and Furious and all the bid rigging and all the corruption and the takeover of General Motors and taking the franchises away from people that weren't Democrats. I mean, just really mafia government type stuff. And when they go after Republican governors for crooked toenails, when they go after filmmakers, everybody is in deep trouble, obviously. And that's coming out. Yeah, there's a headline right there. Obama's offshore team. Some of the president's top donors are foreign tax havens. Yeah, just look it up. It appears from U.S. Attorney's Office comment, this is the senators, that the FBI conducts regular, perhaps random reviews of campaign filings. Is this correct? If so, what methodology does the FBI use to conduct these reviews? Well, let me tell you, they admit with the IRS they didn't audit one 501c3 progressive or democratic or communist organization. That came out in the news last year. In fact, pull that up, guys. They didn't audit one or hold up one of their charity authorizations to get the 501c3 or other. And they basically audited every Tea Party organization, harassed them, shut them down, and wouldn't give them the designations. I mean, there it is right there. Okay, a reign of terror.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, my compadres. Thank you so much for joining us again on this 21st day of February 2014 as we go in, through, and beyond. Don't let anyone tell you we don't live in exciting, uber interesting times. Now, that's some powerful music. Crank it up. Ride the lightning. Good stuff. Oh, this is for who the bell tolls. But it's from Ride the Lightning, Metallica.
Biggest fight on the hill in the early day. Got to kill the Messiah.
All right, let's get back to the news. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. How they fight for the right. Yeah, but who's to say? You know, you got to understand, folks, all of our ancestors, no matter where you've come from, have absolutely had to go through hell and back so that we would have any basic liberty, any basic dignity from all the corrupt kings and regimes and oppressors that have come and gone. And Magna Carta and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and everything that has been Western jurisprudence has been an absolute godsend to humanity. And it is now being destroyed by the globalists. It is now being removed, decimated, brought low, and I am here to try to bring it back. Now, continuing here with some of the news that is coming up today, obviously, that is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There is just a ton of it that we are going to be breaking down today. China is starting to make a power move against the U.S. dollar. More on Obama administration embedding government researchers to monitor media organizations. That's called spies, government spies. openly coming into your organization to dig up things to try to throw at you. We're going to get into Polish minister. If opposition does not accept deal in Ukraine, martial law will be declared and you'll all be dead. There's been an accord signed in Ukraine, but doubts are strong, the New York Times reports. The embattled president of Ukraine and leaders of the opposition signed a political deal today aimed at ending a spiral of lethal violence with early elections and a reduction in presidential powers. But Russia declined to endorse the accord, and many protesters said nothing short of president's resignation would get them off the street. So that is what is coming up on that front. We will continue to watch what is going on that situation because it affects basically everything. Now, here's an article out of the Weekly Standard. Michelle Obama, young people are knuckleheads. That's a quote, which is why they need Obamacare. So I've seen the Obamacare ads. We've played them here where the good liberal parents know best and they get their college student to do it. But the college student is so trendy, they've already done it and explained that to mom and dad. And the sales job is young people have got to sign up and be screwed by this or no one else is going to be able to have the program continue forward. She said that on television last night. So we're going to be going over all of that report coming up as well today. Again, if you look at Infowars.com, it's a new design, and we've had some bugs in launching it. Let us know what you think of it. I think it's a nice, clean design. The article pages look nice. There's stuff like the featured top news stuff that I wanted to simply get moved from the top to the middle has been removed. So we'll be putting that back. And there's a lot of programming going on, a lot of shifting, a lot of testing on the fly this weekend with the site. And I'll make the determination whether I want to go with this design or not by Monday and go back with the old design until we come out with something else a month down the road. And I'm just going to keep going back to the drawing board until I like it and until you like it. This one's the closest yet to something that I would go with. Again, it's a train wreck when it comes to trying to get all the old data that's on there and then integrate it in with all the new data. But we're trying as best we can, so thank you for bearing with us. If you like the old look of Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com is basically that, and it will continue on for the foreseeable future. If you like that look, PrisonPlanet.com. But we are truly trying to innovate the sites and update them here and doing the best we can. So thank you all for your support. And the crew was up here till late last night and this morning still working on that. But it's like funny, we fix one thing and then it breaks another. It's like, move this up here and this down here. So then this down here just disappears. And it's like, okay, well, so it's, I almost want to just not do the radio show right now and go off air. Because that's my problem is I got all those other decisions to make. And then go in there and just say, see, if we move the breaking news from the top and put the radio stuff on top, then it just goes under it. It doesn't like go to the phantom zone. Of course, that's the programming, though, is dealing with that type of stuff. So I think we have like an actual reservoir back there of kind of like the minions from Despicable Me, and I actually think that's what's going on. And then I'm kind of like the mad scientist with the gray hair out on the sides who doesn't know what I'm doing either. So we will continue to have fun with the entire thing. Speaking of funding our laboratory, ladies and gentlemen, of true independent media that has an open pro-liberty bias to the truth, which I will not apologize for. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, to quote the great Barry Goldwater. And sometimes silence isn't golden. It's yellow. But we do need your financial support as well. And we try to sell you the best stuff there is out there. The best supplements, the best proprietary, double strength, half the cost, one of a kind, nascent iodine at InfowarsLife.com. The fluoride shield, the nascent iodine, and five other compounds to take out the heavy metals, the fluoride, you name it. The Super Male Vitality, 15% off into next week. That special running. And the new best-selling t-shirt ever. I knew it would be the Molon Labe. Great design with the, it's my not that I'm bragging, it's just I want you to know it's an Alex Jones design that our graphics people put together with the helmet of the Spartan and then the crossed M4s and then the victory wreath around it. And then it says 1776 in Roman numerals under it, Molon, Labe, come and take it. And there's also another InfoWars variant that has InfoWars on the front with a Molon Labe symbol and then Molon Labe on the back. And it's vice versa, whether you want Molon Labe on the front and InfoWars on the back, or InfoWars on the front, Molon Labe on the back. That T-shirt did sell out, but more arrived today. So if you want them, get them, InfoWarsStore.com. And then wear it out there. People say, what is that? The whole Spartan thing's been really popular since 300. The new 300's coming out. And it is a pro-citizens being armed message. And it's a true story, like the Alamo. Turn your guns in. No, come and take it, the Spartans said thousands of years ago. And they were quoting them at the Alamo just in 1836. And we're quoting them now. I mean, we're just like the people at the Alamo, just like the people in Greece. Same people, folks. We're just humans. You know, you think about that being a long time ago. You had a mother and a father. They had a mother and father. And the connection of them changing our diapers, feeding us, raising us, it just goes right back to antiquity. We're just like those people were, though our DNA is more broken and poisoned from all the chemicals and things. They've got a lot of statistics and numbers. They've looked at the DNA. They think the average Spartan had an IQ over 20 points higher than us. And if they were around today with all this food and medicine, would live to be about 120. So I guess we're not what we used to be. But the point is that in many respects, we are getting worse because of the industrialized society. That which does not kill us only makes us stronger unless it's total decadence. And then what did Victor Hugo, the great French statesman and philosopher, say? He said that prosperity, well, first he said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. And that really is true. But InfoWarsStore.com, Made in 1776.com will take you right to the subpage that has all the Made in America apparel and belt buckles and other festoonery, so you can certainly meet like-minded people and support the broadcast. Wear your colors loud and proud. We've got the new Navy SEAL manufactured right here in America, veteran-owned, 50-caliber bottle breachers. If you don't know what that is, just go check it out. It's a bottle opener. And all sorts of evil George Washington stuff. It's really horrible. All sorts of horrible Spartan stuff. It's just, it's not politically correct. I really want to apologize to everybody. Madein1776.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the master page, or InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to our proprietary three supplements we've rolled out, and of course the best organic coffee out there, in my opinion, at the lowest price. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I mentioned this earlier, so I'll just bring it up now. Here it is. IRS approved liberal groups while Tea Party in limbo. And it was reported by USA Today that they did not unapprove or go after one liberal, anti-freedom, fascist scumbag group. But any group that believes in men and women being able to have children and own property and not be slaves, they were all shut down, audited, or harassed into oblivion. And that's USA Today. I just mentioned that earlier, but I didn't just want to just mention it and not show you just one example of it. So the guys printed that off because that's what they do. We got two guys that sit in there. They rotate through running the board and the cameras, and they just take whatever I say and they put it in a search engine. And then they just throw it on screen if you're a TV viewer so you understand I'm not making this stuff up. I'm not making this stuff up. Believe me, I wish every day I was making this stuff up. I wish every day this was an act. It's not an act. It's 100% real, and I believe everything I'm saying. But I do let myself get mad. I do get upset to try to upset other people, so it is an act. And that's how the real world works. It's a paradox. Now, when I was 22 years old or 25, none of it was an act. In fact, I was totally out of control, and I'm still out of control. Is it an act when you drive your car down the road and control it? Or are you just supposed to just wildly start turning the wheel everywhere and putting the accelerator on? When I was on the BBC last year covering Bilderberg on their big morning show, and when we went off air, I stopped yelling at him, and I got up and said, okay, thank you, and shook the guy's hand. He goes, that's all an act. And I went, no, it's not an act. We're not on air. You were talking over me. I talked over you. I want to make a big scene here showing that it's not business as usual. That's not an act. So he tweeted out that I admitted it was all an act. And the reason I raise that act point is I get asked that question more than anything. More than why aren't you dead, I get asked, is it an act? I don't know, is it an act I told you the NSA was spying on everything and how they were doing it and it's all come out? Was it an act I told you the military's trying to take your guns and now it's admitted? Was it an act I told you the FCC was going to put monitors and all the businesses, all the media organizations and all the... Look, I'm just covering what's going on. Is it an act when I put white makeup on because the Joker was coming out 4 years ago and tried to hijack that for some liberty issues? Yeah, it was an act. I don't really laugh and scream and throw papers around and talk about how much I love evil. It's called satire. It's very frustrating. Now, I wanted to bring David Knight in here. He's got the documents. We can document Cam that in a moment. This is some breaking FCC news. Judge Napolitano, it's up on Infowars.com, called Government Monitoring Newsrooms Radical New Era of Tyranny. And that's not a sensational headline. That's what it is. If you catch Jeffrey Dahmer with 10 guys in chemical tubs, in barrels, this is a radical form of evil and a macabre nightmare laboratory of torture we've discovered. If I was a prosecutor, that's how I would describe it. Well, what's Obama doing? Well, a radical new era of tyranny, as Ted Cruz said, frightening and dangerous. How would you describe Obama? You called the FCC. You got letters from him. You got a response from him. I want you to run with the guys and write an article after this because this is breaking news, David. Mm-hmm. You're doing real journalism here. God bless you. Just you churn out so much real research. What would you call Obama first? What would you describe this transformation?
Well, it's definitely authoritarian. What we're seeing here is an open, in-your-face kind of criminal corruption.
So it's naked mobsterism.
Absolutely. They brought it up to a new level. As people have pointed out with the IRS, Nixon did this a long time ago, but he was impeached.
It was 100 names in a safe, though.
Exactly.
Not billions.
The IRS didn't actually execute it, and the IRS didn't actually defend it and cover it up. Now they do it openly, and they continue to do it even after they're exposed. So they clearly don't care about that. We knew we weren't going to get any answers from the FCC, so what we did was we videotaped the whole process of running around, getting answering machines. The guy sends us over to their media relations.
Is that on the news tonight?
It was on the news last night.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Well, take your thing, get it. Let's get it up on the site. Good Lord.
And so finally, we call him back and say, hey, nobody's answering that number. He's put himself on answering machine now. So the guy,
I usually watch the news. I missed it last night. I apologize.
The guy they had as a contact person basically didn't want to be the contact person. And we had a difficult time getting somebody from media relations to talk to us. Finally, they sent us a modified definition of the study as well as a response to a congressman who's complaining about this. Now, this really started to pick up steam. We reported on this quite some time back, but it started picking up steam about February the 10th, I believe. Yeah, that's when it was. We had one of the FCC commissioners write a scathing op-ed piece attacking this whole study. And in response to that, congressional committee started, so they sent out this.
And by the way, this is fairness doctrine by Uber Stealth.
Yes, yes. It's fairness doctrine, but you can also see when you look at the report, you can see how they stonewall us, why they accuse us of ambush journalism when we're trying to finally get transparency from them. Every time we try to talk to the government, it's the same story. Nobody will talk to you. Nobody will grant you an interview. So finally, when you go there and show up and start to talk to somebody, oh, this is ambush journal. You guys are evil, you know, because you're coming here to talk to me. They want to cover up everything. They all think that they're the CIA. Everything is classified. Nobody wants to talk about anything. And of course, there's also the aspect that they're in a bureaucracy. They don't have the courage to say something because they're afraid they might say something that hasn't been vetted and cleared by their master. So all they will do is send out press releases about this. But listen to the way they changed the study over time. When they first put it out, they said, in order to assess whether the government action is needed to ensure that the information needs of all Americans are being met, including women and minorities, that was the original purpose of it. Now that they're getting criticism, what they're saying is that it's a study of the ability of entrepreneurs and small business to compete in the media marketplace. So it went from looking at the information needs of women and minorities to seeing how we can help small businesses. See, they're from the government. They're here to help us.
Oh, I mean, you're not a racist, are you? You're not against women and minorities that are really the super majority. Women are 51% of the population in mammals, and here they are 52% for a strange reason. And then you've got the, quote, minorities that are the majority. So we're talking 77% of people. Oh, you're against the 77%.
Well, the whole thing comes
out. Hey, turn your guns in or you're against women.
Yeah, the whole thing is very phony. One of the quotes from this op-ed piece by the FCC commissioner, his name is Ajit Pie. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's A-J-I-T. But he said, how can they want to go in and look at the news judgments of editors? And he says, how can the news judgments made by editors and station managers impede small business from entering the broadcast industry? It has nothing to do
with what does some bureaucrat know about news editors and people that have worked their whole lives in this?
That's right.
It's all about government being my God, and these are political commissars. I want to come back and talk more about this. Here's your report. That's what I don't like about the new InfoWars design. I wanted that same links at the top of every page to our YouTube, our Facebook, our Twitter, so I can go through every day and see it. There it is. FCC refuses to respond to the accusations of media control. And, I mean, this is big. FCC stonewalls media. FCC accuses journalists of ambush journalism for asking questions. By the way, Ted Nugent called Obama a subhuman mongrel, which I don't think is an accurate characterization, and got criticized by people like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, and so he apologized. And I guess the implication is, he's being racist or something. That's just a way to insult somebody. Obama is a peacock of evil in a fancy suit trained to lie and deceive people with a super high IQ and is an American psycho. How's that sound? Obama represents the criminal kleptocratic class of fraud and deceit. So they won't criticize that because that describes what he is. Probably not the best term to describe Obama, but this is a guy that goes around killing people with drones, saying he's really good at killing people like he did it himself. And this is a person overriding our entire Bill of Rights and Constitution. He is a plague. You go, well, Alex, you say he's a puppet. Why are you saying all this? Because he's the front man of it all. David Knight, getting back into the FCC, saying they're going to be basically coming in with a new fairness doctrine to restrict free speech and put their spies everywhere, their political correct spies. Continuing with your contact with the FCC, and there's video of this now that we have. I probably should just air your report. Maybe I'll do it in the next hour, where they're saying it's ambush journalism and acting like there's the CIA, that the media would dare call them.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to anybody.
I mean, it's so bizarre that media, you're supposed to just take their press releases like dinosaur media and repeat them, that you would dare call them. Mm-hmm. And dare want to know about their plans to come tell us what to do. Can you imagine one of these people coming to visit us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of the things the FCC commissioner pointed out in his op-ed piece.
And some tar and feathers. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He said, the FCC has no authority to regulate the print media, and yet they're going to be included in this study that they've got going on. So this is much broader than their power. And it's
huge power grab.
It's definitely, it brings up concerns of the fairness doctrine because they're highlighting the concerns of women in media.
We had 10 Democratic senators a few years ago, mainly women, come out and do this, mm-hmm. call for the fairness doctrine.
Mm-hmm. But it also, there's something else going on here too. If you remember, the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, they were created at the beginning of the Cold War.
They're now going to operate domestically. This is really that shift. And quote, exactly. The Pentagon 4 months ago announcing they're going to reach out to the media.
Exactly. And so when we look at them getting into the content of this stuff, when they start looking closely at content, when they start analyzing how are people putting the news organizations together, we should keep in mind not only the NSA, but we need to understand that they're going to actively propagandize the American people. That's what the federal government has in its sights.
Oh, yeah, they're going to give you a good rating if you carry a certain amount of their bull.
That's right. That's right. So to say that this has nothing to do with content is not true. And see, the FCC is supposed to scrupulously stay away from content. But if they want to talk about barriers to participation, talk about the barriers that they set up to micro-broadcasting or other things like that that would directly affect small business.
Yeah, why didn't they open up all the high-def digital band to community like they were supposed to do? They didn't do that.
That's right. That's right. And that's really what the FCC was there for. It was there to make sure that people don't overrun each other as far as broadcasting frequencies and that sort of thing goes. This brings up very troubling concerns about them getting involved in content, which is what nobody wants to see.
Well, even the head of the agency says it's outrageous. It is outrageous tyranny.
Yeah.
And it shows the sky's the limit. Once they start getting away with whatever they want, the sky's the limit, David.
Yeah, that's right.
Describe more of what's in the video that we're going to post on InfoWars.com.
Well, one of the things we wanted to ask them was, you know, how do you define whether or not information, how do you find information needs being met? How do you measure that? What's the cost of this study? Can we see the questions? They wouldn't give us any information. They absolutely shut it down. We're going to give you a prepared statement that's very bland and general. And what they did was they changed the mission statement from saying they're going to focus on the information needs of women and minorities to saying we're going to focus on the barriers to competition for small business entrepreneurs.
Wow, wow, amazing.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us now into the second hour of this Worldwide Friday transmission. And coming up, the latest on what's happening in the Ukraine. We're going to get into Obamacare. There's a bunch of breaking news on that front. Judge Napolitano calls the government takeover of newsrooms a radical new era of tyranny. I'm going to throw him out of here, try to show up here. You're not going to tell me what to say, you un-American trash. And believe me, they won't get away with it if we just say no. You can say what you want about the Ukrainians, but they start burning things, the government backs down. We got the power around here. We do the hanging. And we are, to quote Agent Kruger, in Elysium, when he shoves the shard of glass in her neck, she comes in and starts chewing him out, and she goes, "We could be hung for this." And he like stabs her in the neck, and he goes, "We do the hanging." And my whole point is that the people have the power if they ever want to figure that out. And I'm not complying with anything else anymore. I'm done with this criminal, rogue, filthy government. And that's a question I want to ask listeners. Are you done with the system? What are you doing to not comply? What are you doing to say no? What makes you most angry about this system? I'm going to open the phones up, but listen, I want you on that topic. Where do you see the world going revolution-wise? Are you angry? What makes you angry? What gets you most upset? And what are you doing to resist this system and bring it down? I want to hear from you on the other side of this break. First-time callers on this Friday in this hour. Into the next hour, I'll open the phones up on the purge of the military and a lot more with Dr. Corsi when he joins us. But I want to hear from first-time callers, 800-259-9231. What makes you maddest about this illegitimate tyranny? What do you think their greatest open, naked crime is? And then expanding on that, what are you doing to bring these people down? What are you doing every day? Because many hands make light work. I want to hear from you. I want to know where you stand. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air on this Friday edition. There is a revolution of tyranny coming in right now. The globalists know there's a renaissance, a new renaissance coming. They want to preemptively block it to control the future and get all the spoils of life extension, nanotech, new energy systems, space travel for the elite and their progeny. Well, you know what? I want to be part of the future. I want my progeny to be part of the future. In fact, I'm going to focus my mind. When I come back at the beginning of the next segment, I'm going to try to quantify what the human destiny I believe is and what it could be and what I believe the human experience truly is and just how incredibly magical it is. I'm going to attempt in just 2 or 3 minutes to quantify it. And then I'm going to open the phones up, and I want to hear from you. What do you think the human destiny is? What are you doing to resist this evil? And what do you think the greatest crime of the New World Order is? And what do you think their future is? I mean, that's like 4 or 5 big, giant questions that are so huge, and you've got to address those. Please, I don't screen your calls. Have enough respect, please, to call in and respond to those. What do you think human destiny is? Boom, give it to me in 10 seconds. What do you think the greatest crimes of the New World Order are? Or crime? And what are you doing to stop them? And where do you think it's all going? What's your gut tell you? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I know humanity has the power to turn the tide, but we've just got to realize we've got a bunch of worldly, weirdo, narcissist running government and major corporations that are just out of control. And then there's a lot of good people in government and corporations as well who just go along to get along. We've got to wrest the wheel of control away from these nutballs and put it back on the course of common sense, due process, common law.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On this Friday, the 21st day of February, 2014, broadcasting to millions listening as we speak, I want to talk about the nature of reality before we open the phone calls up here. The nature of what it is to be a human. We tend to individually have a feeling like we've been here forever and that we're never going to die and to be overconfident until we get older. Because we look around us and see institutions and buildings and culture and language and customs that took tens of thousands of years to develop on this planet with our species. And the rites of passage and the archetypal rituals that seem so comforting to us that our great, 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 great times 100 grandparents went through as well. And we now live in a time where those rituals and those rites and those human activities are being removed and scientifically dissolved and replaced with rituals of dehumanization and of consciousness suppression. That is the great crime of the New World Order. And I look at people who say they're bored or there's nothing going on in the world. That's because they are totally bought in to the mainline cosmology of sports and the drama and the movies and the celebrity that the 99.99999% of people will never be part of. And they imagine that it's like some golden field of the demigods, an Elysium, that they someday might be able to join if they play along with the system, and that is where the fulfillment lies. While fulfillment in the human process is waiting for you, accessing the archetypes that access the epigenetics on record and the race memory proven in all major mammal species and the strongest in humans. You want to watch a movie? How about you watch one from 5,000 years ago? Where do you think all these instincts come from? Why are you scared at night going in and out of your door? Why is there anxiety? Why do children imagine monsters with big red eyes and big teeth? That's big cats, big bears. All of it is there. It's in chickens as well. You can take chickens 10 generations indoors with no stimuli and have a cloud go over projected on the ceiling and have 10 generations later, they've seen nothing, project a cloud, project a plane, but have a hawk fly over, they all run screaming and hiding, squawking. It's the same thing. They're trying to take all those basic instincts away from you that in the DNA, in the neurons, in your cells have a memory that has now been proven. What all the ancients and what all the sages said has now been mathematically, scientifically proven. We are a collective mass tissue species where we are individuals, but together we form a giant group collective organism, a mass organism that at a sixth sense level, they've proven, they've done this with rhesus monkeys where you'll have one island. Once you teach a certain amount of monkeys the trick on one island, they will magically, suddenly that day, learn it on the next island 100, 200 times faster. It might take them 2 years to teach the monkeys how to do a trick, how to get something out of a bottle. But the day they start learning it over here, you can hand it to the other monkeys on another island and they know how to do it. Now, what is that? No one knows, folks. There's a lot going on here. And the globalists are aware of all that and are trying to jack into it and hack it and block it. That's why they don't want you to be a natural man. They don't want to be a natural woman. They don't want to follow your natural instincts that will fulfill you, that will satisfy you. They don't want you to go through the rites and rituals of manhood. They don't want you to be feminine if you're a woman. They don't want you to go through those because you will be fulfilled, you will mature, and you will activate all of the pre-programming that the Creator put into us. Because we are free will. We do have a consciousness above all this that rides it. But there are so many levels to our life, so many organs and cell systems and mitochondrial DNA and DNA and RNA interfaces and electrochemical processes where it's all interfacing inside your body and with other people, visually, audibly, through the tactile touch, through the smell, through the taste. I am all those that came before me. Their desperate battle to survive is now manifest in me and in you. I can feel their struggle and their strength. They are raging and seething for us to succeed. All of them stacked on top of one another, now with us. And then I look at the next generation, and I then join my ancestors from that perspective, looking out, only wanting us to colonize space, only wanting us not to destroy ourselves, only wanting us to succeed. And then I see the greed, the animus, the evil, the people turned to the jungle in this corrupt system to survive, believing evil and treachery is what has empowered them and cold-bloodedness, when it is what has held us back to absolutely going to the next level. So I wanted today to just speak about the human experience. Life is like a 100-yard dash where you're born explosively into the world and your body begins to grow and you begin to take on all this information and the trials and the tribulations and all the new things and then the viruses and the bacteria and the language and the culture and you're bombarded and you race right to the end. And then boom, the next generation takes the baton. And it's all these explosive generations. Back at 300, back in Greece, right through the Alamo, all through the billions of experiences, all the legends, all the men, all the women, all the people that fought and died, all the honorable, all the brave, all the wicked, all the evil, all the backstabbing. This one was strong. This one was brave. This one was bold. This one was lucky. There at the Dark Tower, Child Roland came, and for a brief moment, the hills lit up with fire, and I could see them all, and I was with them. Dauntless, lifted, the horn to his mouth and blew. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And when you figure that out, that you are all those people that came before you, and you are all those people that come after you, you're not going to worry about dying anymore yourself. You're going to worry about the consciousness you've got dying and the rituals that have been carried out by our ancestors not being carried out into the future, because then those rituals are needed in all the psychology, in all the anthropology, in all the sociology, in all of it. You need those to then activate all of the DNA strands, the 96% they said was junk that isn't, that literally then resonates and activates the data packets, the compressed data information we need to go into the future. And believe me, we need all of those struggles and all of that information to go into the future. The globalists are trying to block us off from that information because that is the answer. So there, my friends, really is the nature of reality, is that think about how we're alive for this short moment, interfacing with all this art, literature, and culture that our species has created. How can you not love humanity and want to embrace humanity for your brief moment of consciousness before you are re-uploaded into the next wave. And then there's a spiritual living forever as well that is certainly real and is the next level. God gives us life and creation on so many levels. That's what I've become to understand. We live on through our children, the surest way of living forever. We live on through the DNA. We live on through the art, through the literature, through the ideas. And the great human attribute, the true sign of being human, is not just forming our own environment, not just taking control of our own development. That is the foundation. But the great spark, the Promethean fire, is the desire to transmit loving knowledge on to the next generation and to build up the young of the future. Because they are us. We are them. They will become the elders and fall like dust into the ground. This is the great truth. This is why you uphold your family name. This is why you try to be an honorable, good person. This is why you have a conscience. Is this good for humanity? And the globalists come with a counterfeit and say, yes, we are the collectivist because we are collectivists. And they come and they say, we're going to create a collectivism to help humanity, when they're actually centralized parasites that hate humanity, that are using a collectivism to shudder and block and gouge out the eyes and the ears and the nose and the soul of humanity. And the sixth sense show that we cannot be individuals. We are individuals who are part of a collective and are meant to operate through free association and free will to take the greatest attributes of humanity through free association, to vote in free association, to uphold the greatest of our people, to then make that the model for others as a stairway to build even greater systems into the future. This is the human experience. This is the great goal. This is what can free us. Not Hollywood, not fame, not fake fortune, none of it. But building a true world, building a better world, building a free world based on due process, based on honor, based on our fathers and our mothers that came before us. We're going to come back and we're going to go to your phone calls. What do you think is coming in the future? What do you think the greatest crimes of the New World Order are? And what are you doing to fight against them? Straight ahead. There's a lot of breaking Benghazi news up on Infowars.com. Fox News reports, former CIA official accused of misleading lawmakers on Benghazi. We know they lied. They got caught lying. Here's another headline. Lawmaker, CIA number two, lied to us about Benghazi. Iran and Britain officially resumed diplomatic relations. That's just some of the news that we're going to be detailing more coming up. But let's go to your phone calls. Again, I'm asking the question, what are the greatest crimes of the globalist? A, and B, what are you doing to fight them? And then C, where do you really see the world going? Because the future destiny is being shaped to a great extent right now. It's just epic times is what I'm trying to get at here. Absolutely epic times we live in. And I hope that's not lost on people for the forest, because there's so much stuff going on. But when you look at it in a larger context, it's just amazing. There's a lot of good things happening as well. Billy in Michigan, then Michael, DC, Tom, Rusty, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Greatest crime would probably be the hijacking of the, you know, the banking system and how it's been done since way back, how they funded both sides of wars and all that stuff. Where do I see humanity going? I'm actually quite optimistic. I think life is cyclical. It has its ups and downs. It's reaching a point where it's just going to probably just reset and go back. And what am I doing? I'm just resisting. I'm not complying. I'm definitely not advocating any type of, armed resistance or revolution at this point. I think that's exactly what they want. I would encourage people. I see, in, especially your listeners in the comment sections, a lot of tough guys, you know, we got to do this, we got to do that. No, what you got to do first is not let them have your mind, your body, you know, your soul. Once you get all that good, and all of humanity does that, you don't need an armed revolution.
That's right. If we just withdraw our consent from the system, it will fold. Great points. I mean, here's an example. They can't give in to us on removing fluoride from the water, even though the government now admits it's poison. They can't give in to us on repealing Obamacare, even though it's an admitted fraud. They can't give in to us on anything like the Second Amendment, even though it's admitted it lowers crime, because then their whole house of cards falls. You pull one or two cards out of here, it goes down. They put on this whole act of invincibility, infallibility, all this power, because what they're doing is very unnatural. The globalists admit many of their own white papers. Their problem is there's so much wealth worldwide and the manufacturing and the industry. We should be working 2 days a week and living like kings. But they want artificial scarcity, and that's what Agenda 21 is. And you ever get the message out to the mainline working class that the left wants to make them poor to control them and then show them where they set it, and that the Republicans want corporations totally above the law to do whatever they want? And you ever bring people together around a populist system of real transparency and real level playing field, it's over for the establishment. And that's what I want to do, is just unify people around common sense. Michael in North Carolina, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you mentioning the fluoride issue, because I think that's probably one of the greatest crimes of the New World Order, and I'll tell you why. As you know, drinking fluoride lowers the intelligent quotient of everyone who drinks it.
That's according to Harvard and the federal government and Time magazine this week. Again, Time magazine actually last Friday admits fluoride has brain damaged the country. But again, why do you think that came out? Because you can't hide it anymore. Go ahead.
Right. And I don't think people really grasp how significant that is, because when the population's IQ has been dropped by even 5 or 10 points, how many inventions does that represent? That
the literal value of the country goes down.
Right, exactly. And then the other issue is, you know, you're talking about consciousness and our human experience. Well, you know, water is so important to that, because on a molecular level, we're like 70 to 90% water.
I know, Mandrake. And now they put it in kids' ice cream. I mean, the fluoride.
Right. And so, you know, there's so many different crimes, and I just picked one, and that's fluoride and the anti-fluoride thing. And you would just, I mean, you of all people would not be amazed at how much criticism one gets for picking an issue and just fighting it. But it's really amazing how common it is for people to just criticize and attack you.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to talk about that when I come back. But that's how it always is for a patriot in the beginning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Tell us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here. Take credit, take insurance, take a loan, get a job, get a pension, get a haircut.
Well, they put out fake statistics last year in the Denver Post that record numbers of Americans don't own guns now. I went and looked at all the mainline statistics. That was the opposite. Gun ownership is the highest level it's been in the last 100 years. And there's another article out on that today from Bloomberg. Record U.S. gun production as Obama demonized on the issue, writes the offshore banking cartel operative publication Bloomberg. U.S. gun makers led by Strum Ruger & Co. and Smith & Wesson Holding Group churned out a record number of firearms. Government data showed continuing a trend of robust production during Democrat presidencies. More than 8.57 million guns were produced in 2012. They're always a year behind, up 31%. And they trend through the next year. They think it's up even more. And they go on to say, but they didn't produce that much under George W. Bush. Advocates of both sides of gun control debate said manufacturers are meeting demand fueled by concerns among gun owners that Democratic presidents are more willing to limit firearm sales than Republicans. After years of steering clear of the issue, Obama pressed unsuccessfully last year for stricter gun measures in the wake of the 2012 massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut, if you believe any of that. So there you go. Expanding collections. No, gun ownership is going up, and they can't stand it. I run into people all the time. I ran into some last night who were big liberals who lived in San Francisco and heard the show many years ago and woke up and woke up others and said most of the former liberals they knew aren't conservatives now. They're just more libertarians. And that's it. I mean, you just want freedom, and you believe in individual freedom, and you don't follow this orthodoxy of whatever the Republicans or the Democrats say. And all the numbers show that is the real future. Now, they've got the new host of The Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon, and Michelle Obama, or The Late Night Show, and Michelle Obama was on there calling young people, quote, knuckleheads. And it's all this joke of, you know, we've got knuckleheads out there that have got to be, you know, dealt with because they get at a party and cut their finger and are dancing around bleeding. You know, these lazy young people, they don't have their health care. And it's always authoritarian blobs that count on the young people to join the military and go be put in a meat grinder, or who they count on going to buy the Obamacare that, oh, it's a really good deal. Yeah, it's only five times what it would have been a few years ago for you to buy it at the age of 18. But they don't know. And it's just an absolute screw job for young people, inducting them, just like they get young people to go buy college tuition and, you know, go pay for a college degree. In most cases, that's worthless nowadays. It's like you're going to college to learn how to build buggy whips or something right before the automobile's invented. It's just the whole world's changing. The charged politics of late night TV, Politico reports. That is just some of the news that we're getting to, the changed politics. D.C. is now a safe zone on New Tonight Show. That's right, with Michelle Obama. And here she is talking about the knucklehead moron constituents. At least she didn't go as far as the head of Facebook, Zuckerberg, calling his users, yeah, they trust us, they're a bunch of dumb effers. It's all very funny to him. So let's go ahead and go to Michelle O, here, a.k.a. the Snapping Turtle.
Thanks to the Affordable Care Act, young people can stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. But once they hit 26, they're on their own. And a lot of young people think they're invincible. But the truth is, young people are knuckleheads, you know? They're the ones who are cooking for the first time and slice their finger open. They're dancing on the bar stool. They're
young people.
I love how 26 now is a dumb young knucklehead cooking for the first time. And I was cooking when I was 4 or 5 years old. And notice they come out now and they go, oh, the new teenager's 25. They had that study 2 weeks ago. Or it's 26. And you're just supposed to wear your pajamas and be a trust fund kid and, you know, watch your TV shows and your dramas. And this is a whole world in crisis, an incredibly decadent, decaying society with a bunch of hardworking middle class and blue collar folks being squeezed, with a bunch of welfare people and socialists and criminals on one side, and a bunch of rich elites that got rich most of the time off government contracts and insider deals, waging war against any independent money so they can have a monopoly as they destroy the only engine they've got of any productivity. Now, the toll free number to join us, first time callers, on solutions, what you're doing to counter the globalist tyranny, and what you think their greatest crimes are, and what your gut tells you about the future of humanity. Now, we've had some great callers here. We were just talking to the caller about fluoride being a crime. It's on record. It lowers IQ 7 to 20 points, depending on what area you live in and how much they put in the water. And at the same time, you've got all these other things being put in the food and water for social control. And that just shows you we're not in Kansas. We're more of a matrix dystopic. It's an attempt to bring in a dystopic control grid. That's why there's so much good still, because it's not a total dystopia. They're not in control yet. But they're trying to be God with the panopticonic total face scanning surveillance grid, cradle to grave, microchips in the pills you take, surveillance blimps, drones, neighborhood spies, FCC in the print newsrooms, on and on and on. I mean, every form of tyranny on steroids, metastasizing at light year speed. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Now, we're going to take these calls quick. Get ready. DC calling from Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Fantastic. So your first point was their greatest crimes. I mean, their lies are just so big. They're so bold. They're so unrepentant and so pervasive. I mean, it's like you always say, it's a scientifically designed system for total control. I have a hard time putting my finger on their biggest crime.
I think it is shuttering human potential and poisoning the food and water supply to create a poison fog of soft kill to control us. I tend to think that last caller was correct. So they could then sell aborting our next generation, and then 2 + 2 = 5, Common Core. I mean, their greatest crime is their mindset to dumb us down ahead of extermination.
Absolutely, I'd agree with that. You also asked, well, what am I doing? Well, I rescinded my consent to be governed by the criminal Canadian government over a decade ago. When we went into Afghanistan, I said, that's it. I'm not giving you any more of my money. I'm not giving you any more of my consent. I'm not giving you any power whatsoever. I live as underground as possible without actually being a hermit in the woods. I don't watch commercial television, and I'm not what they would call a good consumer. My plan for the near future is a sailboat in the Cook Islands. And that kind of ties into your third question, you know, what do we see for the future? Well, I've pretty much lost all hope for the average Joe out there. They're so dumbed and so numbed that I have a hard time mustering the energy to wake people up anymore. I spent 10 years waking people up around me, and I just kind of burnt out. You know, I one-on-one people every once in a while if they seem receptive, but I just can't get out there and do it anymore. I just got so tired and so burnt out, and it just makes me so sad to just bump up against the zombies.
Well, that's why it's fun to run around at night sticking bumper stickers up everywhere, climb up power poles with a baseball bat and beat up cameras. I'm not saying people should do that. I just had a dream where you get really energized when you do that. Then I had to wipe the mud off my boots, but from the dream. But the point was is that I understand it's very frustrating when you really know what's going on. You know you're right. You've read all their own admissions. You see it, and then people laugh at you. But here's what's going to happen: you're going to have people go to reservations by themselves, their own towns, their own cities, their own areas where people do farm, they do ranch, they do barter, they do value freedom. And you're going to then have such prosperity in those areas. Texas isn't perfect, but it's kind of a microcosm of that compared to California, to where all those that have already zombied and pillaged their area will then come to your area. And there's going to have to be the free association of saying in these new liberty towns that, no, you cannot come here. There is no welfare here. There is no tattletale squads here. There is no gun control here. And they're going to try to then basically use the votes of the larger states and federal government to try to veto us having freedoms. But great call. Bottom line, DC, how do you see it all ending in your gut?
Well, not well, at least for large portions of North America. I mean, if Texas ever secedes, I will be the first one on the shores swearing my allegiance to your Constitution. I guarantee it.
Well, I hear you. It's quite a vision of the future. I appreciate your call. By the way, I saw this last night, Raw story, basically Democrat operation that likes to take still shots of me ranting to make me look like a crazy person instead of actually looking at what I said. Ran the headline, conspiracy theorist. That means one that does not follow state-run media orthodoxy, one that does not worship Kim Jong-il. What do they call one who does not worship Kim Jong-il in North Korea? A conspiracy theorist heretic. What do they call one that does not worship the superstate in the U.S.? They call them Alex Jones. But conspiracy theorist Alex Jones says immigrants will literally make us their slaves. Now, if you go watch the full video, I quote Thomas Jefferson, that two wolves on a sheep on voting on what's for dinner is democracy. If you have a pure democracy, 51% of us could vote, say in 1960, to kill every black person in America. And it would then become the law, and you could attempt it, which of course would fail. Because big frontal assaults don't succeed like that. It would be more like, we want to help you in your community with some free money. Get the men out of your house, bring in the social workers, take these shots. Go in and get your legs sawed off now that you have diabetes. See, it has to be done lovingly, slowly, but I digress. It's well known by all mainline historians, geopolitical analysts, politicians, statesmen, that pure democracy is the, quote, great howl of democracy, is what the founders called it, because you can get the mob all hyped up by some propagandist, and they can get 51% to claim or have election fraud that we're going to take your property or we're going to chop all your heads off like the French Revolution. In a republic, you have a democracy that's limited where you elect representatives who then have courts that are over them and executive branches that are separated. So there's a separation of power, due process, and you've got to follow the rule of law. And that itself is fraught with peril if you don't have an active informed population. But in a democracy, 51% will vote themselves the property, the rights and liberties of the other group. And you will have politicians who will promise them that for their votes. I mean, that's a fact. And Ross Story tries to act like that myself and Phyllis Schlafly, constitutional lawyer, were having some hallucination or something. Like we were talking about, the Mad Hatter and the Tea Party or something. Like it was just incoherent gibbering that, man, look at these crazy people. They claim the system, and they quote us, want to bring in a huge new voting bloc who will then vote to bring in total socialism to transfer wealth to themselves. Have you ever heard of something that crazy? That's like saying that if you stuck your hand in a blender and turned it on, you'd get cut. I mean, that's, let me tell you, the only thing crazier was Ted Cruz, who did that filibuster for 28 hours or whatever, who said Obamacare would raise premiums and was a giant screw job written by offshore insurance companies and would absolutely wreck the whole healthcare system. I mean, exactly what he said happened. Man, is he a kook? I mean, and that's the only tactic they've got is, here's a funny picture, Alex, and man, doesn't this sound weird? He said that under the Democrat plan of open borders and democracy, bringing in voting blocks who will vote so that they get welfare and handouts for a political payoff. I mean, that's what happened in ancient Rome under Julius Caesar. But they can point at me because I'm just somewhat informed. I mean, doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that and go, he says the illegals are going to make him their slave. No, I said the political class is going to bring in unlimited people to vote to carry out the absolute will of the globalist that is to bankrupt this country. And they're going to do it for chicken feed handouts. And that's the story of the world. Story of France, story of England, story of ancient Rome, story of Italy today. And ladies and gentlemen, it's happening right now. They don't give illegals in Mexico any benefits. They put you for 6 months to a year in a forced labor camp, literally cutting highways with a yo-yo, those things you swing to cut the grass, or busting rocks. Look it up. New York Times admitted it. I think the headline was like, Mexico has a bad immigration past as well. Like we have the most wide open. It's like America is like a prostitute that has sex with 200 guys a day, you know, to liken, like if having an open border is like being a whore. America is the biggest whore on the planet, having sex with 200 guys a day lined up around the block. Mexico doesn't have sex with one person a year. Mexico has a chastity belt on, like Fort Knox, with 500 battleships with cannons aimed in all directions. Okay? You know what a chastity belt is in the Middle Ages? Actually, we'd have women wear these big, giant, I've actually seen them in museums. They're disgusting. It's got like a port out the back and everything. Talk about a way of getting disease. And your husband would leave. Humans were such animals back then and so full of hormones and natural zest that you, when you left home, you'd have to put your wife in a big armored corset, chastity belt. And so again, America is literally like a Costco of whoremongering, if you wanted to liken that to open borders. And Mexico is a virgin. And they sit and go, you let us in and get us everything free. Why did Mexico let people in? Because they're not stupid. Mexico's got a lot of problems, but at least they're nationalistic. Private Joker's silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. Listen, I might be able to get into Switzerland if I wanted to, okay? But I'm not evacuating the United States. But, I mean, it's expensive and it's hard. The average person probably couldn't get in there. I could barely get in there. The point is that their money goes up in value, not down in value. The place looks like Valhalla or something, like heaven. Elysium meets Valhalla in the Gududamarong. And all of this is going on because they have good policies. Everybody's got guns. There's no crime. Everyone's just skipping around happily, marching up the mountains. Maybe I should just go to Switzerland. Just get out of here. Yeah, the masters of war build the big guns.
Yeah, they build the big guns.
Look at this article, speaking of raw story. Austin police drag jogger to car screaming after jaywalking without ID. And this woman was wearing earbuds and didn't hear him say stop. Kind of like the Chinese guy in New York that didn't speak English when they said stop, or all the deaf guys that are getting tasered, beat, killed, you name it. And so even though they could see she was wearing earbuds, you can tell when you talk to somebody, they don't hear you, they're wearing earbuds. They grab her, shove her down to the ground, arrest her. And they didn't used to do this in the past. It's this, you follow our orders or get hurt. I got the Austin police chief in here next Wednesday. I'm going to ask him about his comments. I heard him on the radio a few months ago literally say, doesn't matter if the order's lawful or not, do what you're told and you won't get hurt. Well, we've got all these court rulings and state rulings and federal rulings that's not the case. And again, it's just this attitude of government that it's God. That's not what you have in a free society. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, Mayor de Blasio and his security detail crossed a Brooklyn street against the light Friday on his way to his morning workout just a day after his SUV blew through two stop signs and was speeding in Queens. And he's passed all these new laws that basically throw you in jail if you jaywalk, but he's above the law because he's a socialist dirtbag. There you go. There you go. Meanwhile, foreign banks can steal all they want and nobody gets in trouble. Briefly, folks, InfoWarsStore.com has the best Patriot apparel. Come and take it. Molon Labe shirts are back in. Bestseller with the Spartan helmet and the two crossed M4s. Come and take it in Latin. InfoWars.com on the back. We've got the 50 caliber bottle breachers made by Navy SEALs. It's all up at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the very best. I only carry the very best. Pro Pure, Pro One, 2.0, gravity fed filter, stainless steel, the entire family of systems. Very affordable, blows away the competition. Promo code WATER to get 10% off the already lowest price. That supports the transmission. We've also got PrisonPlanet.tv memberships to see the nightly news. That helps fund the operation. You can also share it with 11 people. So if you're not a member, become one. If you are, I want to thank you. Be sure and share your membership. And then we have InfoWarsLife.com. We've got more of the Survival Shield, more of the Fluoride Shield, and the Supermel Vitality is 15% off, and the Wake Up America coffee as well from Southern Mexico, totally organic, my favorite blend. Tell me what you think of it. But regardless, you're funding our operation, so thank you. Shop with the good guys so we can continue on. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. You call that number right here. It comes to our office. At night, it's an answering service, but they can take the orders as well. We can answer your questions on anything. 888-253-3139. And it's, in closing, it's also time to order from the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have the widest arrangement. Believe me, we do. I've looked at it. We're adding more all the time of non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated, means to get seeds from seeds from the best companies out there, all the big, best Patriot companies, the Survival Seed Vault, the Survival Ark, the Homestead Packs. It is all there at InfoWarsStore.com in the Seed Center. Now is the time to plant that garden. Now is the time. Even if you live in the city, go out in the middle of nowhere in a no man's land and, you know, hoe up stuff and plant it and let the cops try to arrest you for growing stuff there. And then even if you just leave it there, the seeds will come back. Fruit trees. I intend, and I said I'd do this, and now's the time. I've got a fruit tree pack of seeds, and I'm going to go into these areas and these byways and these areas up on the highways in between the trees. I'm going to plant plum trees, apple trees. I mean, I'm just sick of these lemon trees, orange trees, because, again, that's what they do in Europe. It's what we used to do here. It's a very aggressive way to fight big agra. Johnny Appleseed introduced apples to like four states. Look him up. So it's kind of my Johnny Appleseed project. InfoWarsStore.com. Get self-sufficient today, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Enough plugging. I'm going to come back. Go to your phone calls. Then Dr. Jerome Corsi and more breaking news on Benghazi coming out. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm trying to regroup here. There's so much news I haven't gotten to yet. I'm going to do it. There is so much we're going to be breaking down. It's all up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, other great sites like DrudgeReport.com. Right now, though, I want to go back to some of your calls, folks that are holding. Then we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi popping in for about 30 minutes to break down some big developments on the military purge that's going on, the latest on Benghazi, and more. Tom in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, brother.
I would say one of the biggest things that's happened to us is the conspiracy of the 13th Amendment that disappeared in the Civil War. And then after that, the 14th Amendment of the Holy Roman Empire. Yeah, and also, I have a idea of these illegals coming up here. I don't know if it's really so much about them voting Democrat or them being Catholic. What's your take on that?
A lot of people get obsessed with Protestant, Catholic, and that's why we can't ever get together around liberty and defeat the New World Order, because everybody obsesses over whether you're black or white or Catholic or Christian, Protestant or agnostic. I mean, I just don't get into it. I mean, the Democrats want the illegals here because they'll vote to take the guns and they will drive down wages. The big corporations want that. That's why the Republicans are for it. So that's why they say that that's their plan. I have seen there's a lot of leftist elements in the Catholic Church in Mexico, that's true, that are anti-gun and stuff. And how could you be anti-gun for the general population down there that's had all their guns taken, being oppressed by the Mexican government? But there are some Catholic countries where they're pro-gun. So I just really, you know, it's an opiate of the masses to get into it. The Vatican runs it. Israel runs it. The Masons run it. Let me tell you who runs the New World Order. Corruption. It's a philosophy. And I'm just trying to sell the philosophy of liberty and the philosophy of family and private property and pro-life. And I'm trying to be a unifier, not a divider. But, I mean, go ahead. I mean, you think it's a plan. I know the Seventh-day Adventists have said that a lot, to open the borders up to turn the U.S. into a Catholic country.
Not necessarily just that. I mean, I know the 14th Amendment is the Holy Roman 14th Amendment. And what did happen to the 13th Amendment of the Civil War? Well, nobody ever talks about it. It just disappeared.
Well, what do you think happened? Go ahead.
I really don't know. I've studied into it somewhat, but...
what do you mean the 14th Amendment of the Holy Roman Empire?
I think the 14th Amendment is something set up by the Rome, just the Jesuits.
Well,
that's what a lot of people call it.
Sure, I appreciate your call. You know, one reason I kind of have a jaundiced eye towards all this Jesuit talk is that I've been brought up a Protestant, and I don't really have any Catholics in my family, but I have a lot of friends that are Catholics. I think they're really nice people on average. and they got there doing a lot of good stuff. My issue is I'm always accused of being some type of, you know, Catholic agent or a Vatican assassin. We make that joke. All because there was a black guy named Alex Jones, he's like 65 years old, who is a Catholic. And I got an email like 10 years ago saying, you will expose this, Alex, and the books you've written as a Catholic, or I'm going to expose you. I sent an email back saying, that's not me. Well, you're going to have me on your show or I'm going to expose you. That's not how I have people on my show when they call up and say, you're a Catholic. You're going to have me on your show to expose the Catholics. So the people that attribute Jews running everything say I'm Jewish. Well, I'm not Jewish, folks. And the people that attribute everything to the Catholics say I'm a Catholic, and they Photoshop my head on a Catholic priest and all this. Just whatever, man. I just don't have time for it. We're looking at a scientific globalist rewrite of the genetic code of the planet, a technocracy. That's what we're facing, transhumanism, the end of humanity as we know it. And I just don't have time for Catholic, Jew, Muslim, blah, 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 blah. I just don't have time. I'm here to promote freedom, free market, private property. That's it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are joined as we enter into this third hour broadcasting worldwide by Dr. Jerome Corsi, one of the senior writers at WorldNet Daily. And he has a PhD from Harvard in political science, and he's worked with the State Department, you name it. He's a multi-time number one New York Times bestseller, and he's got a lot of inside sources on what's going on. We've been following very closely, and I asked him a few months ago that as soon as he had more information to come on the show, and so he contacted us, dealing with the purge of the military that undoubtedly is happening now and undoubtedly is huge. We've had a lot of top generals like Boykin, former head of special forces, and others go public. And we've seen admirals, four-star admirals go public saying Benghazi was staged as a fake kidnapping, went wrong, and it's all really starting to come out. And now we've got just today, of course, he joins us, former CIA official accused of misleading lawmakers on Benghazi. That's in Fox News. Another one here out of the Weekly Standard, lawmakers, CIA number two, lied to us about Benghazi. Well, yeah, of course they lied. And the question is, what is Obama going to do now? And will the Republicans finally go after the Democrats and damage them? Or are they so wedged at the hip at the highest levels with Boehner and the rest of them that they're above the law? I mean, that's really the question here. So Dr. Corsi joins us with the latest breaking developments on the military purge that's going on. So thank you for coming on, Doctor. Go ahead.
Oh, great pleasure to be with you again, Alex. Thank you.
So much happening. So A, thanks for coming on. B, you've been studying this from every angle, and WorldNet Daily has the connections to the generals. You've been interviewing them along with Mr. Maloof. What's really going on?
Well, I spoke to General Boykin very recently, and there's no doubt that the Obama administration is purging the military. I mean, the replacement of generals is at an all-time high. I think there were something like eight generals who were replaced. This is generals and flag officers replaced last year. I think there were four in the first term of Obama, and the pace is accelerating. The replacements that bother me the most are the ones you mentioned. There's two categories that bother me the most. One is these replacements over Benghazi, starting with General Hamm, who, of course, was in charge of the African Command. And General Hamm, from the beginning, was critical, saying that we could have gotten reinforcements to Benghazi in time. And then was also replaced General Baker, who headed one of the task forces in Africa and claimed that we could have gotten helicopter relief to the consul or to the Benghazi compound
of course
during the surge. And then the next round of replacements and pressure seems to be on any military with traditional values. In other words, expressing positive belief in God or not accepting the LGBT agenda.
And we have the memos. They say if you're an evangelical or part of the Tea Party, you could be brought up on court-martial.
Yes, right, exactly. I mean, the pressure now is that anyone who holds traditional values, believing in the Constitution, including the First Amendment rights of religion, is suspect as a hater or as a denier of the rights of the LGBT community. I mean, it's really turning the Constitution on its head, such that the military is being placed into a bind where profession of Christian beliefs is going to be detrimental to career advancement. And that's fundamental to the reason we have the First Amendment, is that people who are, we should as citizens be able to enjoy, including in the military, constitutional rights, including the freedom to believe and express your
religion. Well, sure. I mean, they're trying to dominate reality, taking the majority of the American people and then just listing us as extremists or terrorists. Right. And then we're all supposed to just sing from their sheet of music. And we can laugh at this, but it's not a laughing matter when they're purging almost the entire nuclear force. And I think there's more to it than just the political correctness. I think they're thinking about a long-term coup of the government itself, more of a soft coup. Not that Obama would stay in office. It's just that they're getting all their judges, all their operatives in, so there's a coup of the bureaucracy even more than there already has been.
Well, clearly there's a major reduction in the U.S. military capacity to wage war to defend the country. I mean, I don't think we could today launch a two operations war as we did under George W. Bush, certainly not if the wars were in different theaters. I don't see how it's possible. Military has been so reduced in capability. The training has not occurred. We have reduced forces across the board in every one of the major services, fewer airplanes, fewer naval ships, just a reduction in force in general. And the American people are unaware of it. I mean, it's a leveling down of the power of the United States, where whoever follows Obama is going to face a military that reminds me of a pre-World War I military in the United States, just completely incapable of being a major military force in the world. And China, at the same time, is ramping up, expressing, belligerent intent, various controversies with Japan, and our Pacific fleet is again in a diminished position. We've got an old fleet again. We've got a fleet that is going to be vulnerable to modern cruise missile attack. I mean, World War II certainly saw the rise of the carrier replacing the battleship. Well, now you've got a whole new Navy configuration given technology, and we have not developed a Navy that's really in the missile technological era, where even Iran can sail two Navy ships to our coast, unblocked, unstopped, unhindered. And those ships could be having a preparation for a EMP, electrical pulse EMP attack on the United States, which could put out a nuclear blast, explode in the high atmosphere, electromagnetic pulse attack that could destroy all radio, television, internet communications, radio communications in the United States. And we're just totally vulnerable to these things. And Russia and China are ramping up at the same time.
I want to shift gears. What do you make of the whole Ukraine situation?
The Ukraine, and also I want to comment on the attempt of the Federal Communications Commission to essentially...
That's where I was going next. In fact, let's talk about that. Judge Napolitano on Fox and Friends called it Radical New Era of Tyranny. Our article's up on Infowars.com showing that video by Paul Watson. We reported on this last year. People didn't believe us. I know WorldNet Daily did. We reported on it again last week. It wasn't until Drudge picked up our article... and they picked up other articles. They finally had covered it this week. Obama is doing stuff so over the top, people can't even believe it.
Well, and also behind a lot of this is this Podesta and his, center, the progressive center that Podesta has in Washington, D.C., this new firm that has been hired by the FCC to go in and conduct supposedly this study. And this is not an academic study. This is just a way of pressuring.
It's a way to snoop and then create a new fake report to bring in the Fairness Doctrine.
Precisely, or to circumvent the Fairness Doctrine with an even more oppressive anti-First Amendment document. And the FCC is ready to write those rules. This group is called Social Solutions International. It's a firm headed by, it counts being Hispanic, woman-owned. But the firm has, again, strong ties to Podesta and his progressive center in Washington, D.C.
Of course it does.
And these are, again, this is not a unbiased academic study.
And by the way, I'm glad you corrected me. It's much worse than Fairness Doctrine just over broadcast radio TV. They're saying this is going to be print media.
All media. This is an attempt to have a new form of doctrine come in, which is local standards. In other words, if you're not fair to whatever fair means to,
if you don't want to teach 5-year-old boys how to wear dresses, you're not fair. Look at what happened with Feinstein last year. She said the feds want a law where they decide if you're a journalist or not and get protections. I mean, this is a war, and they've said they want it. Do you expect them to actually get away with it?
Well, they're going to try. I mean, you've got to go back to the Center for American Progress, which is Podesta's main platform. And that platform is pushing a lot of this agenda. Podesta is now a White House counselor. Obama's proceeding by administrative order and bureaucratic rule to impose anti-First Amendment, anti-Second Amendment, anti-Fourth Amendment regulations upon the United States that do away with fundamental constitutional values.
You guys are right there in Virginia by D.C. I mean, can you imagine them sending in an Obama Democrat Party Media Matters operative who've already said they want to, quote, infiltrate and sabotage Patriot media? And I mean, you cannot let these people in the building.
Well, the same with InfoWars. I mean, they're InfoWars and WND are both on the list to come in and say that we're not doing enough stories that are fair to, in other words, in agreement with the anti-First Amendment agenda of the LGBT community.
Oh, yeah. We are listed, for those that don't know, by the White House-run Media Matters. I mean, they talk about us every day. I mean, remember that memo 2 years ago that leaked that they want to, quote, infiltrate our groups?
And quote, same with WND. We're both on a target list of this. And, when they talk about, the structural imbalance of radio or of TV or print broadcasting, what they're saying, or the internet, what they're saying is, we don't run enough stories that are like an Ed Schultz radio show that are waving the flag for the Obama administration, the LGBT agenda, all the, and the left is the intolerant. I keep going back to Jonah Goldberg's book on leftist fascism, and people forget the Nazis were leftists, national socialists. You have the same kind of an idea for a corporate, bureaucratic, government, multinational corporate world that Obama's trying to create, in which there is no First Amendment, there is no Second Amendment or Fourth Amendment, no right to avoid unreasonable searches and seizures, no right to bear arms, no right to express an opinion which is contrary to the leftist socialist view of how things ought to be done. Otherwise, you're hate speech, or you're defined as committing a crime for what you believe, what you say, and what you write.
I just skipped this network break because this is so important. Dr. Corsi, let me ask you this question. Obamacare comes in. It's designed to totally bankrupt the country. Ezekiel Emanuel goes on Fox and admits that, validates everything we've said. Death panels, doubling, tripling cost, written by insider crony capitalists that are anti-free market to shut down their competition. The perfect storm of corporate and socialist corruption coming together in a fascist model. And instead, no talk of repealing it. Boehner's up there. The Republican leadership's going along. This really shows, if we can't repeal this, Katie bar the door, this is the green light. Why not start shutting down the alternative media? Why not set up checkpoints on highways? Why not have the NSA spy on everybody? I mean, haven't we reached the point that we either start impeaching or we start reversing, or the precedent set to go over the edge?
Well, I know that the Tea Party increasingly across the country, and by the way, the Tea Party's always branded as this is the right-wing extremism, as if these people were, you know, the Tea Party were out, you know, bomb-throwing anarchists, which is, you know, these are people who care about the Constitution, largely, you know, older, concerned about their retirement, concerned about the future of America, where our children and grandchildren are left with all this debt. The Tea Party, I think, is beginning to part ways totally and almost go into outright warfare against the Republican Party leadership. The Tea Party is not Republican. It's fundamentally a constitutionalist movement, and it will only agree with the GOP to the extent the GOP supports smaller government, supports reduced taxes.
And that's why we've got the Republican leadership with Obama and the big trade federations pooling money to destroy the Tea Party, because the Tea Party is the only Americana resistance left. And if the people figure that out, it should be the new populist party, take over the Republican Party, and it's game over for these criminals. I mean, if the Republicans would use the cannon fodder they've got of how bad Obamacare is, we could destroy these socialist scum. But they won't do it, Dr. Corsi, and it's so frustrating.
Well, largely, they're in agreement. See, this is the problem. The book I wrote that got very little read, because I'm a political scientist. I did an analysis of, I spent 3 weeks traveling with the Romney campaign as press, traveling press, and I wrote What Went Wrong, you know, which was an analysis of the 2012 presidential election. The problem is, when the Republicans put forward these establishment Me Too Democrat candidates like Romney or McCain, or, you know, now they're supporting, you know, governor here in New Jersey. I mean, these are the whole ideas of these establishment Republicans, which are basically big business, spend money, internationalist, free trade, destroy the dollar, destroy U.S. sovereignty. I mean, John Boehner would go for a amnesty new immigration bill in a heartbeat. And Mitch McConnell will be right there behind him. That's the problem. The GOP leadership is becoming a branch of the Democratic Party, and it's moving to the left and rapidly doing so.
It is simply mind-boggling and mind-blowing. Well, as a top political scientist who I know has advised Fortune 20 companies, I'm not tooting your horn, people just need to know you know what you're talking about. Obviously, they're running around very scared of the Tea Party. Every time we get a leaked Democrat Party, you know, billionaire meeting, they're worried about it. I have Bilderberg connections. They've been scared of it for 6-7 years. That comes up at the highest global councils. They're scared of the internet. They're scared of, quote, highly motivated individuals, passionate people that are into human empowerment. I mean, these are quotes put out by the Pentagon and groups, you know, run by the globalist, of who they're scared of. They're scared of free, independent, Renaissance, 1776er, Thomas Jefferson, true liberals like you and myself. I mean, these terms mean nothing now, but we would be called liberals 235 years ago. More guns, more private property, more family, lower taxes, more for us, more freedom, more personal decisions. We're now being labeled the terrorist. We're now being labeled the enemy because we're not just dumb moron collectivist. Where does this battle go then? Because it's so incredible. What does your gut tell you, Dr. Corsi? Where's this going?
Well, the next thing I think is happening, is coming down the pike fairly quickly, is the complete destruction of the dollar. I mean, the inability to control our debt limit, the fact that we're going to hit $20 trillion with a T in national debt. The debt service on that is going to be enormous. And I continue to warn that the moment we quit buying our own debt through this QE policy, the quantitative easing, where the Federal Reserve, the central bankers, are buying our own debt, we're just printing money, you know, money that is owned by the Federal Reserve, not by the Treasury. We don't own our own money. We're paying interest on this debt that we're creating.
And China is starting to move away from the dollar very quickly.
It's going to collapse as soon as the new Janet Yellen, head of the Fed, says that it sounds like she's backing off of printing money. At that moment, the stock market collapses. It started to when she took over, but immediately they propped up Janet Yellen, sent her out, made her say, oh, no, no, we're going to keep printing money. We'll keep printing money and buying debt. As soon as that, this is the biggest bubble, I think, ever.
And there's no doubt about it. So how does it go down? What are the different scenarios? And what happens when it goes down?
When it goes down, the push is going to be to move to another global regional currency. The whole idea is to say, I mean, and look, just this past week, you know, President Obama very quietly goes down to Mexico and holds the North American Summit Leaders meeting, which used to be Security and Prosperity Partnership. They're still pushing for free trade. They're still pushing for North American Union. They just, because we got onto it, we criticized it. WND criticized it. InfoWars was on it. We were there reporting. The agenda was backed off publicly, but it never for a second slowed down. The urge to create a comparable to the EU, North American Union, to merge it all together in a transatlantic and trans-Pacific partnership, which again is slowed down because we, you know, have pointed out that the destructiveness to U.S. jobs, the loss of sovereignty, and you know, finally, some of the union groups are actually opposing these international trade groups. They're finally waking up. But the point is, once the currency collapses, and there's no way we're ever, the United States is ever going to pay back this $20 trillion debt. And all Obama can do is continue to generate, you know, more debt, more big government, more control over people's lives, more people dependent on government spending, and eventually the whole thing collapses. But if it, when the majority of the population is dependent on government checks, then the collapse will be so frightening that the population will want to keep it going, even if that means going into a global governance that supersedes U.S. national sovereignty.
Exactly. They'll say, we have the new SDR, $100 yes. trillion in new taxes, as Davos called for. And they'll say, the new system will save you. You'll still have your dollar. It'll just be denominated digitally into this.
You'll have your Obama phone. You'll still have your food stamps. You'll still have your Social Security. Nothing's going to change. It's just you're going to be paid in a new form of currency, and the dollar is going to be retired.
And don't listen to these Tea Party people. In fact, oh, they just bombed something today. We're going to have to start arresting them. And they'll stage false flags and then blame us.
And then by the time the majority of the population continues to be dummied down, where the things being taught in the public schools today are an LGBT agenda, an attitude, a feeling. There's no fundamental math, reading, skills going on today.
Regardless, let's just say you love it. Gay, gay, gay. How are we going to run a country when the TV, everything, the Olympics is nothing but gay, 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 gay? I mean, what does the world think of us? That's like all we do. I want to come back briefly with you because I know you've got to go for about 5 minutes.
Sure.
And talk about geopolitically what's happening with Russia, the Ukraine. Then I'm going to get to your calls, folks, Jeff and Catherine. And Mitch and Robert and Dave, we'll get to all of you. And this story's up on DrudgeReport.com. Man wearing pro-gun t-shirt thrown out of voting booth. So now, you know, pro-gun images are not allowed anywhere. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse.
Yeah.
He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We are going to go to your phone calls. Dr. Corsi leaves us here in about 10 minutes. This story is up on DrudgeReport.com. We'll show TV viewers that. They're in the left-hand column. Easy place to find it. It's the top story up on InfoWars.com right now. And the headline is, man wearing pro-gun t-shirt thrown out of voting booth. Election officials ejected a man from a voting booth because he was wearing a Second Amendment t-shirt. Now, there's no law saying you can't do that. Chris Driscoll was prevented from voting at the Walter County Courthouse Tuesday after officials, not servants, claimed he was violating Texas election code section 85.036, which states that a person may not electioneer for or against any candidate, measure, or political party within 100 feet of a voting location. See, this is how it works now, where they're, it's like 501c3. They go get churches to become charities and then say you have no free speech. When a church cannot be regulated by the federal government under the First Amendment because they have no jurisdiction. Should I read the First Amendment back to you? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the press, or the right to peaceably assemble for redress of grievances. That's what's so frustrating about this, is government has no jurisdiction. So they trick you into a charity and then say, oh, you can't have a Bible at school. Someone might be offended. You can't hand out Christian Christmas cards or even have a Christmas tree. It's not even Christian, by the way. It's Germanic, but whatever. I like it. It's part of Christmas. Nothing bad about that. You know, cold winter, bring in a tree that smells good. Put candles on it. You know, the light of, you know, the sun. You want to come back in the darkest part of the winter. The point is that this is just so frustrating to see things like this where they expand and expand and expand. And you see it in shopping malls now where you wear a pro-gun shirt. They walk up and say, sir, we want you to go. The image of that gun scaring people. Meanwhile, there's all these violent video games, ads on the Super Bowl, but you can't run a Daniel defense about a father's right to defend his family. I did it in the Marines, and I do it now. Never even shows the gun. Banned it. But you can show people killing each other all day long. I heard a gentleman's voice over my shoulder say he can't vote with that shirt on. You'll have to either turn it inside out or you'll have to leave. The officials, not servants, used the election law to throw Driscoll out of the voting booth, even though the search simply stated Second Amendment, 1789, America's original homeland security on the front without any mention of a political candidate or proposition. This is simply an attack on free speech through color of law. That's a good little blurb article. We should probably add some of the other examples of that that are going on. But this is the stuff we see where a child's told in art class, draw an image of your father. You've seen these in the news, and her dad's a soldier. Draw a picture of her dad with an M16. You don't just get kicked out of school. The police come for an image. It's not illegal, but they're doing it by fraud. Dr. Corsi, I'm ranting here. I want to get into Ukraine, but this goes into the whole authoritarianism, in my view, of the labels have been scrambled. Like in 1984, they've reduced the language down so much that that these people operate like authoritarians. They call everybody out for being a racist. You know, I'm a deeply racist because I didn't agree with Obamacare. MSNBC said literally those words. Doesn't even have any connection to what's really happening. It's just a political weapon. What do you say about this article?
Well, I agree. I want to talk about the Texas election for a minute. I think it's critical that John Cornyn, who's running for re-election, third term in the Senate, be defeated. Cornyn, the March 4th, I think the voting is going on now in Texas. Before the March 4th primary, Republican primary, there are, I believe, seven candidates running against Cornyn. And first of all, if Cornyn gets less than 50%, there'll be a runoff. Now, Steve Stockman is the candidate who I think is the closest of the ones running. He's very close to the Tea Party. He's a congressman right now in Texas. I think he's got the chance to win. I think, Alex, if you could interview Steve, if you haven't already, Steve is, I think, got the biggest chance to upset Cornyn. And Cornyn is the Republican whip. He's in the Senate. He's part of the GOP establishment. He's for open borders. He's for big deficits. He is not voted against Obamacare. This will be just more of the same establishment Republicanism. And Texas has got to wake up and retire John Cornyn. I'm passionate about this issue because I think it's an opportunity where Texas can make a major statement and tell the establishment Republican GOP that we're tired of them, that we're not Republicans, we're basically constitutionalists, and John Cornyn doesn't fit in the GOP party if the GOP party wants the vote of constitutionalists and libertarians.
Well, look at how David Dewhurst, lieutenant governor, got shot down running for Senate against Cruz. And Cruz isn't perfect, but he's light years better than
Then, and it's the same with Stockman. Stockman is a guy everybody needs to take a look at because he is gaining in the polls. And Stockman has a strong ability in a runoff against Cornyn. If Cornyn gets less than 50% in this GOP primary March 4th, I think Stockman will beat Cornyn and has a chance to be senator, just like the same route Cruz went through. And if you can support this, Alex, if people in your audience in Texas...
No, I've been promoting Stockman, and there's a lot of good candidates there, but he's probably the only one that can beat Cornyn. Cornyn should not get reelected.
Should not. And Alex, on the Ukraine, look, it's not coincidental. The Ukraine is on fire right now while the Olympics are going on. The Ukraine has wanted to move towards the West. What you're seeing in the Olympics is an NBC-produced television show. It's a studio show. If you notice, all the Olympics look the same, whether it's this one or 4 years ago or 4 years in the future, they're all going to look the same. They're all this political propaganda. Oh, look, all the world gets together. We can all compete together. You don't see in Russia the suppression of rights that was put on to make this show go. The reemergence of, a Russia that is a totalitarian state. You don't see the part of the opening games where all the communist images were displayed before all the different flags marched into the stadium. All the only part is sanitized. You're watching a sanitized television show on the Olympics that is nothing more than, the gladiator games from Rome written large and made available on your television set to keep people entertained. I mean, I don't mean to demean the competition and the competitors. The athletes are doing a good job, but you've got to realize the political aspect of this, and the people in the Ukraine, as well as the people in Russia, have been begging for someone to listen to them in their fight for their own rights. And Obama's turning a deaf ear. Obama will not support Ukraine. He'll support Putin. And he's doing it again with the weakness of the United States and the weakening down of our military might. So we're becoming very rapidly a second-class power in the world, which is a disgrace, given the men and women who fought and died to preserve American freedom, and that we around the world are going to turn a blind eye and not even speak up and champion those in Ukraine who want their own rights, want their own government, and want to be free of Russian domination.
Well, Dr. Corsi, I concur with what you're saying. Putin, it's definitely a former KGB-run kleptocracy. But compared to then some of the things Obama has been doing, we know Soros is in there trying to jump on the back along with Hillary's groups and the Endowment for Democracy and the rest of them to try to NGO this into the EU. I'd like Ukraine to be sovereign and not...
Not part of the EU. Ukraine needs to be its own nation. Again,
I'm saying. What do they do then? You don't want to be part of Russia. You don't want to be part of the EU. And then you've got Soros and them trying to foment this rebellion. I mean, whose side do you get on?
Well, the EU needs to be broken up. You and I, InfoWars has been strong in the story, as WND has been. The attempt to pressure all these countries in the EU under German central bank control.
Yep.
This whole new world government idea, which Hitler was the first to proclaim. You've got now Germany heading in the EU, and I've said this repeatedly, with the NSA listening to every conversation in the world, transatlantic partnership. This is exactly the world Hitler would have loved to have been born into. It's what he aspired. We've created it. And the next thing that's going to happen is the currency is going to be engineered to collapse. When the dollar collapses, the move to push the United States into a North American Union and jam it together with the EU is going to go into superdrive. That's coming. It's coming with every new budget that Obama finally puts forward, another budget that's only going to take the $17.5 trillion debt and put it in overdrive to head towards a $20 trillion national debt that there is no way, plus the contingent liabilities of the federal budget, like all the obligations and promises that we made on Social Security, Medicare, Obamacare, you name it, which is probably $100 trillion, 80 to 100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. There is no way any of this can be done. It's a system designed to collapse.
and they're going to collapse it into the true New World Order, global George Soros-style fascist Agenda 21 nightmare scenario in their own words. And there's been nobody out there like yourself and myself and a handful of others trying to warn people. And I'm not saying we're heroes. And I wish there were more people doing it. I wish people understood that we really know the program because we've gone and read their publications and we've watched stuff they wrote in Club of Rome in 1965 come true. I mean, to a great extent, they really end up getting what they want. The good news is, I'd say they're 10 years behind. Brzezinski admits they're behind. And the more they get behind, the harder it's going to get. But still, they have enough leveraged false derivatives and enough fake money to be able to keep moving forward. But they're starting to get deeper in the mud. They're starting, the juggernaut is slowing. The awakening is beginning to happen. And I think time's on our side. That's my final question in 60 seconds. If this was a ball game, team humanity versus team technocracy predators, what's the score? Are we starting to gain on them? Where are we going?
We're starting to gain on them. But the problem is Obama's going to throw to the dogs his ratings, what he's going to do, whether it's popular or unpopular, whether Obamacare is hated or loved. Obama is going to stick with it. And he's going to put it in overdrive. He's going to put all the socialist agenda in overdrive. Even if he defeats Hillary, he doesn't care.
It's a mission.
It's a mission. It's a passion. He was assigned to do a job, and that job was fundamentally deconstruct the United States, to fundamentally turn the country against the Tea Party, to turn the country against the Constitution.
Listen, they're now in the news saying a man and a woman together is offensive to everyone. I mean, this isn't tolerance. We're not even allowed to exist.
It's going to be that, you know, the Bible is offensive, the Christianity is offensive, and we're going to have to fight in my lifetime for things that I thought would never be challenged again in America, where our founding fathers, the true liberals, the true founding fathers who understood limited government, we're now in Obama overdrive, Soros overdrive, Podesta overdrive to destroy the United States of America. And we're in the final hours.
By the way, I saw just last weekend the vice president talking, and he was saying, you know, we got to destroy some stuff. We got to get rid of some stuff to rebuild it. And so he said it's going to be rough with Obamacare to a group of Democrats. And he was admitting it just like Ezekiel Emanuel admitted. That of course they're planning to wreck healthcare. Of course that's the plan.
And it, all the lies, you know, you can keep your doctor, you can, you know, keep your medical, all lies. This whole house of cards, globalism, Soros nonsense is built on a lot of lies. And unfortunately, so much of the population has been dumbed down. I mean, the best thing we could do right now would be have people pull their children out of the public schools, get out before they're indoctrinated with the LGBT agenda and every other agenda, which is not going to prepare our kids for the next generation of foreign competition. You know, we're dealing with countries like China, which are, you know, getting militarized, owning our debt. China will be able to help create their version of this new world order.
We have been maneuvered for destruction, period. Yes. The Patriots were right, folks. All the new listeners, all the mainstream media people, you better stop laughing because the Titanic's sinking. We've got to reverse this now.
And take seriously what the FCC is trying to do coming into the newsrooms. Take seriously the need to defeat the GOP establishment leadership. Let's get rid of John Cornyn, and Texas can do that.
God bless you. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Dr. Jerome Corsi.
Thank you.
Yeah, they are freaking out, folks, over that there are real people running for the Republican Party that are pro-gun, pro-sovereignty, low taxes, and aren't going to pay banker bailouts to George Soros and Warren Buffett. We could save this country, folks. They're scared when the Depression comes in that you're going to have a bunch of Ron Paul clones running around pointing out, see, we told you, see, we told you, see, we told you. They want to just do this in a vacuum, get up there with the Republican leadership and the Democrats, and just take over. And, I mean, I don't want people to be poor. I don't want people to not have any disposable income. I don't want people to be dumbed down and stupid. I mean, look, quite frankly, I'm smart enough in business, or, and I'm not saying I'm even that great of a guy, but compared to the average person, I can be successful in anything I do. Any job I had, I was successful at it. I could be successful at anything I did. Anything. Marketing, sales, art. I've been successful in all those things before I ever did this. And that's why I didn't finish college. I was successful already doing a bunch of other stuff. Access TV was a side deal when I was like 21, 22 until I got a radio show. Was offered one. Fell in my lap locally. But the general public, just to go out, learn a trade, work hard, you don't have a future under this new world order. And I really want prosperity, folks. I do not want to be like Guatemala. Now, before we go any further, I'm going to come back and go to Jeff, Catherine, Mitch, Robert, and Dave. I'm going to go into overdrive to get to all of you. Next segment, I'm going to get to three calls, then two more in overdrive, but I'll get to Jeff and Catherine and Mitch right ahead. Briefly, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And you go there to find their big specials. They got a lot of the great preparedness items. It's the one place I recommend to prepare myself and my family. Super high quality storable foods at the most competitive and lowest prices, non-GMO. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, bringing you this hour. And please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com for the hundreds of books, films, T-shirts, ball caps promoting liberty, the Seed Center, the highest quality water filters at the lowest prices. Check the prices. The InfoWars branded dash cams, the very best, lowest price. Check it. It's as low as Amazon and branded with our stuff on it. I mean, this is really amazing prices. The InfoWarsLife.com, amazing iodine and fluoride shield and Super Male Vitality, 15% off for a limited time. And the Wake Up America coffee, all of it, shopping with the good guys, votes with your dollars to fund us. We're not taxpayer funded like George Soros. Take a look out your window there. There's a scene you might like to catch. The new InfoWars.com. At least one version we might go with some tweaking. Give us your feedback at showtips@InfoWars.com this weekend and in the comments in the articles. Let us know what you think of the site, whether you think we should go back to the old one or try something new, or whether you like it, what you think we ought to tweak. Most people like it. We're getting positive reviews, but obviously there's some bugs and things we're working out. That's the whole plan. But InfoWars.com, updated. Tell us what you think. A lot of breaking news up there right now. But if you like the old working and design, it's all available right now at PrisonPlanet.com. Just different colors than the old blue on white InfoWars. But same site. A little bit different news there every day, though, for whatever reason. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, Alex. Nice.
Nice talk to you as well. What's on your mind?
What's bothering me most is this right to privacy. It's a itch that I can't scratch, you know?
No, they've just totally destroyed our privacy illegally and criminally, and it's just out in the open in everybody's face.
I had my nephew was pulled over for speeding, and the state police talked to him through his radio. And they had a conversation on the off-ramp from his car to the police car. And I couldn't believe it because that's an invasion of privacy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about they have systems where the cop was able to, with some test system, hijack his radio and talk to him that way?
Yes.
He wasn't talking to him. He wasn't talking to him via a bullhorn?
No, he's talking right through the radio.
Yeah, well, they've got systems that commandeer all the bands, and they've got systems down in the cars. They hit a kill switch and kills the car. They're not telling anybody about that. I'd actually read about that once. I didn't know that was being deployed, but God help us, man.
Yeah, and this guest you just had, he ought to have a talk with Nigel Farage about what's going on.
Oh, yeah, no, we cover Nigel Farage, the big EU member of parliament. We've had him on the show many times. He's really fighting them hard. It's what we need, more people to resist. Yeah, all these smart cars, smart homes, smart this, smart that. And so the police can commandeer your iPhone, turn it on without a warrant, watch you. I mean, it's just Katie bar the door. They have it's a total criminal takeover plan, is what I'm telling people. Jeff, you ought to get your nephew to do a YouTube video and talk about that. Guys, look into police takeover, police communicate with people over their radios. Or police talk to slaves, I mean food, I mean quarry, when they pull them over via their radio. Let's look into that and see if we can find something. Thank you, Jeff. Catherine in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I believe, like some of the other callers, that the poisoning of the earth is the biggest crime by the globalists. And one of the things that, well, several of the things that I've done to counter some of their intrusion into my life is that I've said no to the smart meter.
Good.
The meter man was just here reading the meter.
Yeah, and we forced him to let you opt out in Austin. Just say no, 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 no.
Right, and I have that little sign posted, you know, do not remove the, replace this with the smart meter, that kind of thing. But what happened this morning was the sky was I'm down here on the Gulf Coast, and what happened this morning was the sky was perfectly blue and clear, and then by the time I went out to buy the newspaper, I could see that the chemtrails had gone through. Okay, that's one of the things. I mentioned that while several people were in the store, but no one commented. Yesterday, I sent off the money to the Ted Cruz for the Senate. I've bought several Rosa Corey books and handed those out behind the green mask.
Well, you're doing great. God bless you. I'm out of time. Everybody does a little bit. We'll educate, and we will bring down the globalists. Overdrive coming up. I'm going to come back and talk to Dave and Robert and Mitch. Be ready, guys. I'm going right to you. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday radio show, by the way.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, final segment. Dave in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
I mean, it's a crazy world.
Yeah, it really is. I wanted to run this by you really quickly. I've had a considerable amount of time researching, as an academic, the way that the CIA has used Nazi war criminals since World War II.
Yeah, they used about 100,000 of them, about 30,000 in serious positions.
And I just wanted to note really quickly what I think his name is Mr. LaRue, the fellow you had, the 90-year-old that you had on a couple days ago.
Lyndon LaRouche, yes.
Yes, LaRouche, I'm sorry. He was talking about that the supposed freedom fighters in the Ukraine were the children of those Nazi collaborators that the CIA had been organizing. Back post-World War II, if you could find the actual evidence that he was basing those statements on.
No, I mean, it was a generality, but it was true that the Western Ukraine was pro-Nazi and that in the Gladio Stay Behind networks, the CIA funded some of those groups. So that is actually on record.
That's what I wanted to run by you really quickly. That's just critical. A great book to read about that is Blowback by Christopher Simpson that goes on at length about that group in the Ukraine.
Oh, so you were just confirming. Yes, yeah, very interesting.
Well, yesterday I tried to call and talk to you about that, and I got cued really early, like second or third person. And
I never went to calls. I know, Dave. I need to get better about calls. Thank you, brother. But you got in today. Mitch in Kentucky. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I live back here in the woods. You see, woman and the guns and the dogs and me. We got to live in a little town of about 1,200 people. I went up to the bank today. Of course, we got a post office box since we live so far back in the woods. And they wanted to know my physical address. And I said, why do you need my physical address? They said, because of the Patriot Act. I cringed. I said, I'm not giving it to you. I'm sure it doesn't matter. I'm sure they got it anyway. But I thought it's just one thing after another. And it's ridiculous. You know, one of the things I've thought of is all these the Bushes and the Clintons and all the other people in Congress, if they like to do all this fighting overseas, why don't they load up and all the people in Congress and they go there and start fighting, and when they come back either dead or with their arms and legs blown off, maybe they'll feel a little bit different about running over across these other countries and fighting all the time.
Absolutely. But, no, we've got a bunch of insulated globalist technocrats who have no honor, no chivalry, who see us all as animals, who are just dehumanizing us, training us to be slaves, destroying due process, trying to domesticate us, and just manifesting pure evil.
It's like some of these last people you've had on, some of these good talk show guys. We send our children over there, and they come back all blowed apart, and then they don't want to even acknowledge it. They don't want to help nobody. They don't want to give them any money. It's just ridiculous.
No, they use our goodwill, and they use our goodness against us, and that's why we have to get angry. We have to stop being naive, brother. I appreciate your call. Man, I'm just out of time here. But you get 30 seconds, Robert. Go ahead. I'm sorry to cut you off, but go ahead. In Texas.
Alex, well, some of the things that are happening is just people, you talk to people and explain to them what's going on, and it's like talking to deaf ears. People don't think anymore of how to do this, how to do that.
No, I agree. They're jellyfish that just react. I see on screen the word pumpkinhead. Tell me about that.
Okay, the interpretation is la cabeza de calabaza su primo.
Is that how you say pumpkinhead in Spanish? Thank you, brother. All right, thanks for holding to say that. Anything else?
Nothing else, sir. Keep on doing what you're doing. Love you all.
Thank you very much. We love you, too. I'll see you this Sunday, 4 to 6.